What did you, you know, just a general, did you ever have anything you'd call a calf by? Just say, sook calf, sook calf.
Well, sook calf, something like that, sook calf, like that, just like, you know, something like that. If it was a calf, if you had to, you'd call it by the names, you'd say, come on, so-and-so, like all the horses was named, and they learned the names. Horses knew just like people did, you'd call them by the name.
How would you call the horse that was in from the pasture?
Well, you'd just call them, just go out and holler at them, come on, Pam. With the last horse I sold last Thursday, she could be anywhere in this pasture. I could go out there at the back and holler, come on, Pam. They'd learn the names just like people do. You call them by the name and they'd come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, might you call, you know, if you had several horses out in the field, would you have a general call you'd use for all of them?
No, you just didn't call one, the others come anyway. You call one or two of them by the name. They all come if there's in a bunch mostly, you know. Yeah.
The whole bunch would come. Now, if you want a horse and you want him to get going, what would you say to him?
Tell him to come up.
Come up?
Come up.
Was that what you said?
And if you go to saddle him, you go to get on him, tell him to stand still. You know.
What if you want to get him into a buggy?
Well, you put him in a harness, you tell him to, you just have to make him back up in between the shafts.
I see.
Tell him to back up. Put the harness on him. You know, put him between the shaves, he'd fuck up in there.
And if you want a horse and you really want to get him to go, you'd say what?
Well, you'd have to hit him, tell him, you'd say, oh, you just had to hit him. You didn't have to tell him to do nothing. Just hit him with the reins, you know, or give him loose reins or anything to his ride. And same thing to a wagon, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you're working to the wagon thing, you want him to stop, you'd say, whoa. Pull back on your line and say, whoa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and same thing to a buggy. And same thing, if you're riding a horse, if going down the road, you want to stop him to whoa. You know, he learns that that means stop.
How'd you call your hogs to feed them?
Just call like you call a horse or anything.
Yeah.
You know, just call them.
Well, can you do it?
Well, no, I can't call them like they used to call them.
Like that.
They'll call them pigs, you know, you say, come on. Just call them, you know, just said, Jenny, you had them up in the pen anyway, you didn't have to call them. But you know, of course, in the bottom, they act that way. They didn't know that goes.
Yeah.
And in the community, if anybody was sick, everybody had a blowing horn. What they call a blowing horn.
Yeah.
Well, now, if something happened to anybody that lived in 4 or 5 miles that could hear the horns, if something happened to us and we needed help, my daddy would blow 3 long blows.
And people.
And people would say, well, I got to go to size house. There's something wrong. Somebody's sick or something. If it's over to the next house, it lives over there. So that man's name was Mr. Whitten. And my dad'd get up and we'd hear it tonight or any time of the day. If you heard a man blow 3 long blows, you'd ought to go to his house, there's something wrong. That's a signal they had to give each other.
Huh. Now, if you want to get the horses you know, you say you're doing what? You were putting them in the
barn or in the lot.
Well,
and the stable.
You wanted to get them into the wagon, you say you were...
Going to harness them up.
Harness them up.
Mm-hmm. Going to put harness on them.
Did you have a call you'd use for sheep?
No, you never had to call them. They never have them used for sheep, you know. I never did hear those that had a call for sheep or anything.
Well, when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the...
Stirrups.
Stirrups, okay.
Yeah.
Now, if something is not right at hand, you might say, oh, that's just a little... What over? That's just a little
piece over there.
Little piece over
okay.
There. Okay. But if you've been traveling and you got a long way to go for a night, you say, oh, you got a what to go? I got a
long ways to go.
Long ways to go.
Long ways to go before I get there.
Okay. Somebody might ask you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
No, didn't have no luck today.
Blank or one?
Yeah. No, I didn't catch a one. I've even caught a one.
Not a one.
Not a one.
Nary one.
If they called and said, how many did you catch? I caught so and so. If you didn't say, I never caught a one.
Okay.
It wasn't biting today.
All right. If something didn't happen during the daytime, you might.